To be called into your Host, and come. Nominated, was not appointed, was not elected, was not selected. The one whose position is never contested, be glorified, be exalted, be magnified. Let no one leave here the same way the king. We vow to give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And hear me, walk to five people, tell them you are blessed for life. It's like nobody has ever told you that, right? Say to somebody, blessed for life. Blessed for life. Oh, you are blessed for life. Now somebody shout, I am blessed. Take your seat. God bless you. Glory to God. You have done what no man has done. You will do what no man can do. If you want the best of God, there's a kind of heart you must have. Have an obedient heart. Have an obedient heart. That's the top. You want all-round increase? Don't have a rebellious heart. Don't have a self-willed heart. Don't have a stubborn, debating, argumentative heart. Have an obedient heart. Deuteronomy 30, verse 2. Deuteronomy 30, verse 2. And shall return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice, according to all that I command thee this day. Thou and thy children, with what? With all thine heart, and with all thy soul. That's the kind of heart he wants you to have. A heart that says, Lord, I return. Sorry I didn't do it the other time, but this time. Sorry 7 days have passed in the fast and I was nowhere to be found. But these remaining 14 days, I return. I return. That's the kind of heart he wants you to have. Not there on their own. The match will start crying when you fall into a trap of the wicked. Then may you start looking for what? God, where were you? I was where I was when you thought my instructions don't matter. Have the kind of heart that can say, Lord, it doesn't matter what I have missed. I will use the future to recover it. Give me that 30 verse 2. He said you need to know where to return. You shall return to the Lord thy God. That he is your God does not mean you will get all he has for you. And you will obey his voice according to all that I commanded this day. You and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. Tell your neighbor, have an obedient heart. That's the kind of heart to have to enjoy the best of God. Those who obey God's word enjoy God's best. You need to write that down. Those who obey God's voice enjoy God's best. Those who obey God's voice enjoy God's best. Job 36, 11 and 12. Job 36, 11 and 12. If they obey, can you see conditional? If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days eating God's best. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Serve me, Lord, I obey. Be in church for outpouring night, Lord, I obey. Appear before me in 21 days prayer and fasting. Consider it done, sir. Honor me by setting aside a night of prayer. Lord, I'm a part of it. Serve me with your resources. Yes, sir. If you didn't give me, will I have it? Preach the gospel. I'm on it, sir. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. But in case they think they are smarter than God, if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. And they shall die not because the enemy was more powerful, but they shall die because they didn't have knowledge.
They thought they were smart, but they were ignorant. Have an obedient heart, not an argumentative heart. Not a heart that analyzes everything negatively. Do you know how much it's going to cost me to be transferring myself every morning, every evening? Do you own your future? Are you the owner of your tomorrow? Can you buy your next supply of oxygen? Do you know what will come the next week? If they obey and serve him, they see his best. If they refuse to obey and they refuse to serve him, they will perish, not because God couldn't keep them, but because of their lack of knowledge. So I choose to seek him continually for a heart that obeys him. Hallelujah. A heart that was obeys. Our fasting focus today is the fast God chooses. Highlighting that fasting is one of the areas to obey him. Knowing when to set aside food so that you don't end like Esau. Eat away your tomorrow. Knowing when to say no to what has been palatably presented so you don't end like Adam. Negotiating away the destiny of your unborn children on the plate of suya. Banana. Food. And I love God. God never said, you must fast 21 days dry. He's willing to take you from level to level to level to level. He never said, you must go 7 days stretch dry or else. No. From level to level. His grace is sufficient. So that no man has an excuse. Gather my saints unto me. Those that are making a covenant with me by sacrifice. So just because they are making the sacrifice of fasting should not make them despise gathering. Tell them that along with their sacrifice, they must gather. Ah, that will not be easy. Oh, that is okay now. You don't want to obey. Let's see how the future will answer you. Gather my saints. Psalm 50 verse 5. It's a command. It's an instruction. With your 1,000,001 excuses, God won't change his mind. Gather my saints unto me. Those that have made, they are in the sacrifice of fasting. Now, along with their fasting, tell them to gather. Because there are things I don't do when you are alone. I do it in the company of other brethren. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. If they obey, tell them I have a special reward for those who seek me early. If they obey, or they think they are smart, we'll see how the future holds. Oh Lord, my Lord, early will I seek thee. And God said, power answers to you. Glory is your portion. And Abraham rose up early in the day and went to where he stood before the Lord. And God remembered Abraham and said, Lord, you don't deserve it, but I give it to you because someone is in my presence right now this early. Oh God, how can't? But if they obey, he said, let them watch pleasure flow for them. Obedience is our access into the best of God. Obedience is our access into the best of God. Have an obedient heart, sir. Take this fasting seriously. 14 more days. For you to program the next 3 years, the next 3 months, the next 9 months, the next 12 months, 14 more days. You will have many more days of eating this year than fasting. So whatever you have not eaten now, you will eat it. But you cannot rearrange divine times and seasons as you want. It is not in your power to alter the times the Father has set. Jesus said so. It's not in your power. The set time has come. Key in. Key in. The night cometh when no man can walk. Key in now. Somebody say, Lord, I'm available. Say it again, Lord, I'm available. Hallelujah. So when the Bible says, is this not the fast I have chosen? Meaning, I have chosen fasting for my children. The same way I chose life for you, not death. I chose fasting at certain seasons. Is this not the fast I have chosen? The same way I said, choose life so you live. Choose fasting so you rise in power. Choose fasting. Choose to fast when the time comes. Meaning what? God prescribes fasting for the benefit of his children. He prescribes what? Fasting for the benefit of his children. To secure their birthright. To secure their spiritual heritage from decadence and decay. To secure their prophetic future from glorylessness. He tells you when to fuel the spirit and starve the flesh. Can I hear your living amen? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God has chosen fasting for you. And so the Bible tells us in Matthew 4 verse 2. That Jesus demonstrated it practically by fasting. When he had fasted. And you know what he said? Follow me and I will make you. Follow me. In this same Matthew 4 verse 19. Follow me. Now I have fasted. You follow me. Praise God. Follow my example. Follow me now in this orders, in this footstep. Christian means like Christ. Follow my example. Know when to turn your plate over and say, Lord, serious spiritual business now. Are you going to obey? Are you going to play smart? Appear before me in Zion. Are you going to obey? They are too religious. They carry this thing on their head too much. All manner of Satan-inspired utterances, analysis, and opinions flying around the place. Satan-inspired from the pit of Lucifer's hell. It doesn't matter whether it is coming out through Peter's mouth. It's from hell. Doesn't matter whether it is coming from the mouth of Apostle Peter. Satan sent him to say it. To endanger your future. Even medical science is cautioning a gluttonous generation of the danger of too much eating. Simple medical science. A generation expanding in every direction. Just going. A generation drunk with junk food. How much more if I can forgo food and benefit both physically and spiritually for a season? It's not for life, oh, it's for a season. Oh, God is a good God. Somebody say hallelujah. The way you are quiet now, I know God sent me. The way you are quiet. It is clear heaven. Put this message together. Tell your neighbor, wake up. It's time to fast. Amen. It's time to fast. It's time to fast. It's time to lay the foundation of your year. It's time to cast concrete with rods. Raft foundation, mat foundation. Am I flowing? Depending on the terrain where you are building, depending on the height you intend to rise to, you can be playing games here. Don't envy your neighbor who is not laying a serious foundation. The guy is planning a bungalow. And here you are with your towering skyscraper destiny. Hallelujah. Please, I beg of you, don't destroy your children like Esau. Fast. Be like Jesus. Jesus also said in Matthew 6:16, when ye fast, not if ye fast, when ye fast, meaning whether you like it or not, time will come when you have to fast. When ye fast, not if ye fast. When, not if. Meaning a time will come when if you're not fasting, you are rebellious and disobedient. And you will forfeit the best of God. But if you are willing and obedient, you shall enjoy the best of God. When ye fast. And you know what Paul said? In fastings often. In fastings often. So it is not once a year, that is all. No, if you are part of the New Testament glory church, then fastings will occur often. Somebody say often. Any believer that does not have minimum of once a week fasting schedule, as far as I'm concerned, you are no different from Esau. Period. If you don't like it, close your eyes. A believer that doesn't have minimum once a day, once a week fasting schedule, you and Esau are on the same level. You might not like it, but there's nothing you can do. I'm your pastor. That's the truth. That is the truth. You are eating away your future. Whether you know it or not, they will be destroyed by their lack of knowledge. So that you don't know, it does not preserve your tomorrow. It ruins your tomorrow. That you don't know, it does not secure your future. It derails your future. Somebody say, once a week. Say it louder, once a week. I was already fasting every Wednesday. As far back as I can remember, when I became serious with God. And I can remember I became serious with God sometime in 1987. Hallelujah. September to be precise. Became serious with God. Once a week, every Wednesday. In the other side of the globe, God was preparing a woman of virtue for me. She too, led by the Spirit. You see, people that fast are led by the Spirit. People that eat every time are not led by the Spirit. People that cannot fast are not led by the Spirit. They are led by their stomach. Their belly is their God. When I finish with you today, if you don't fast, then you and Satan are partners on a journey in 2020. I came for you. Because this year, only good news will come from your life. Only good news. 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 6 a.m. Are you not ashamed? Armed robbers are awake 1 a.m. You can't wake up 6 a.m. Shame on you. What is your problem? 6 a.m. only for 14 days remaining. other day, sleep as much as you like. And may Satan not plant evil in your life while you are asleep. He said, you must cast the foundation of your future. 6 to 7. Even if you don't bath, nobody cares. Just come. After that, go and organize your life. 6 to 7. But you see, anything you do for God, before you know it, it becomes a lifestyle. And then you realize that it was for your benefit. It was for your benefit. It was for your benefit. I read, according to several authorities, that one of the secrets of successful men is learning to rise early. I mean, they are not believers. That's just the law to guarantee success. Learning to what? Rise early. Rise early as a habit. As a habit. Learning to rise early. To organize your day. To organize your mind. To organize your schedules. Learning to rise early. May the sons of the world not be wiser than you. Rise early. Pay the price. Seek his face. Don't eat away your future. In fastings, often. Help me tell 3 people near you, you must fast often. So imagine my excitement. By the time I'm proposing to this precious lady, and we're talking about fasting. Oh, I fast every Wednesday. Oh, me too, I fast every Wednesday. Ah, in that case, let's continue every Wednesday. In our house, everybody fasts every Wednesday. If you like, be in the moon. Everybody fasts. Everybody fasts. Everybody fasts. Every. Hallelujah. Once you turn 15, 3 days drive. 13 is your introduction into teenage life. 3 days drive. If you don't like, don't come to my family. Go to another family and be born there. Once you turn 13 to confirm your teenage status, 3 days drive. Confirmed. You alone. Amen. If it coincides with our own fasting plan, we join you. If it doesn't, we watch you and encourage you and eat on in Jesus' name. I tell you, we must rescue our children from generational curses, from generational battles. I thank my God I was not born in Reverentia's house. You see, now you need prayer up and down. Can you now see? You need prayer every time. Every time now you need prayer. Behind every enviable flow of God's goodies, there are prices being paid. There are what? Prizes being paid. There are prizes being paid. I'd like you to please wake up. There are prizes being paid. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 6 verse 5, Paul said in fastings often. So what does it mean to obey? Number one, to agree with, submit to, and serve the will and words of another. To agree with, submit to, and serve the will and words of another. All right, Lord, I agree with it. I submit to it, and I serve that instruction. That is what it means to obey. To agree with, submit to, and serve the will and words. If they obey and serve him, you agree with it, you submit to it, and you serve it. That is obedience. That is obedience. Not you agree with it, but you are not there to render the service. No, you agree with it, submit to it, Not you argue with it. You raise your own opinion over it. You raise your own argument against it. No, you submit your will. You submit your argument. You submit your intelligence. You submit your tendency to be stubborn. And you serve it. God says you will enjoy his pleasure. What does it mean to obey? Number two, to comply with and perform instructions and commands. To comply with and perform given instructions and commands. To comply with and perform given instructions and command. Like the Bible said in Psalm 32 verse 8. Psalm 32 verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. So I'm not instructing you so that you get up and go your own way. After I instruct you, you now comply with and perform the instruction and command. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way you will go. I will guide you. Now see verse 9. To show you that what you do with instruction is obedience. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding. So disobedience is a sign of lack of understanding, whose mouth must be held with bit and bridle, lest I will look for bit and bridle for you to make sure you are not destroyed. So comply. Comply. How can you still be coming to church Sunday only? Is it that you don't have a pastor that is instructing you? Or you want to be a law to yourself? Please, if you want to enjoy the best of God, don't attend church like a freelancer. I just come in and worship my God. I just worship my God from my heart. Nobody can tell me what to do. Don't let your pastor tell you what to do. That is the chorus of this perishing generation. A law that even cults people don't observe. That is the chorus of this perishing generation. Facebook. Pastors are now like cults. Pastors are now gods. If your pastor is your God, you are in trouble. Oh, man. 5 years from now, they will be dead. 10 years from now, they will be begging for rent. Show me one lawyer who didn't have a teacher that he obeyed under screened and examined compliance. You don't write nonsense. If not, you will never graduate. Show me one medical doctor who didn't obey with rigidity as instructed and became a medical doctor. What is wrong with the church? Show me one engineer who didn't obey with examined standards of compliance. They say you are not registered with Nigerian Society of Engineers. You can't practice. They catch you build a house when you are not certified. They jail you in a system where people have brain. You are jailed for it. Quacks everywhere. Quacks everywhere. It is not done anywhere where people grow without rigid compliance with instructions. How dare you chorus that demonic slogan, that doctrine of devils? It's from the pit of hell. Try it in the bank. Fill the documents as you like. If they won't sack you, or jail you and sack you on top. The customer wanted to open a savings account. I couldn't find savings account and I was tired to go and check in the other room. So I just gave him a loan form to fill. After all, I canceled it and wrote savings. You are mad. You are insane. You can't try it. Even you yourself, no matter what is following you from your village, you can't try it. How long will you work in that bank? But do you know that you are a Christian for life? For life. For life. Compliance. That's obedience. Compliance. Not argument. Not argument. Compliance. Number three, what is obedience? What did I say is number one? To agree with, submit to, and serve the will and words of another. Number two, to comply with and perform the instructions and commands. Number three, to follow the call, leading, and direction of another. That's what it means to obey. To follow the call. Hey, come! I'm here, sir. That's obedience. To follow the call. When he summons, you gather. When he sends out notice, you show up. You show up. Don't attend political meetings. See whether they will give you anything. Don't attend. Be very busy. Be very busy, very busy. Don't attend. See whether you will amount to anything in your political career. You will just be a politician in your bedroom. Nobody will answer you. Gathering, even witches cannot function without gathering. Gathering. And I fix meeting. And I may wait for it up. To function, they shall surely gather. How can you be rascally in your attitude towards the gathering of the saints? As early as Garden of Eden, when there was only one human being, gathering used to take place. Adam, Adam, where are you? You are in the garden, but you are not in the gathering. You are in the garden, but you are not in our fellowship venue. Where are you? Omnipresent God chose to localize himself to carry out certain spiritual activities. And Adam was absent. Thomas was not there. That's what it means to obey. A call is being sent to you. Comply. To follow the call, leading, and direction of another. Like Paul said in Philippians 4:14, I press towards the mark of the high calling. For Philippians 3:14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. A calling, high calling. I make sure I stretch to meet up with the call. I don't excuse disobedience to the call. I stretch, I press, I inconvenience myself. I strive. Amen, somebody? Peter said in 2 Peter 1 verse 10, give all diligence. Give all diligence to make your calling an election sure. That is the only way not to fail. Give all diligence. Make all effort. Make all sacrifice to be there 6 to 7 a.m. and 4:30 to 6:45. Stretch yourself. Give all diligence. Take it seriously. See it as an important appointment. And number four, what does it mean to obey? It means to respond, perform, and serve a laid out plan or purpose. To respond, perform, and serve a laid out plan and purpose. Respond, perform, and serve a laid out plan. Take, for example, in this ministry, God has laid out what we call five cardinal points. Five cardinal points. Number one, gathering in worship. Gathering in worship. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Matthew 18:20. Number two, growing in the word. Growing in the word. Growing in the word. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. You can't meditate only day. You can't meditate only night. It must be day and night. That means service time, you are there. Then personal study time, you are there. One doesn't replace the other. Day and night. And Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, hearing his words. And Martha came, Master, carest thou not that my sister has left me to serve only? Who will Jesus approve? Who will he disapprove? Martha, Martha, thou art distracted, encumbered by many things, but only one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that good part. Sitting in the house of God to hear the words of Jesus is the good part that anybody can choose. Being away, attending meeting, looking for money, trying to meet a friend, trying to catch up with a human being is a bad choice you have made. Mary has chosen that good part. So shelve other things and be present to grow in the word. It's a laid out plan. It's what? A laid out plan. Number three, gearing for work. Rise up and serve him. Rise up and serve him. If they shall obey and serve him. Serve him. Don't just be a church member. Don't just be a church collector. Serve him. Serve him. Ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. To be blessed, serve. To be blessed, serve. Exodus 23:25. Serve him. Cardinal point number four, going as witnesses. Be a witness for Jesus. Preach the gospel. Mark 16:15. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Banking world, preach the gospel. Marketing world, preach the gospel. Sporting world, preach the gospel. Fashion world, preach the gospel. Academia, preach the gospel. Wherever he moves you into, preach the gospel and bring the souls back to him. Preach the gospel. Go ye into all the world. Go ye into the business world and preach the gospel to every creature. Will you obey or will you choose to be smart? They give you a handbill. You put it in your Bible, in your diary. After you turn the back and use it to give somebody phone number. And God says, increase his temperature. Increase his temperature now. Because he's an abominable fellow who has no regard for sacred matters. That's a soul you will give account for his blood. That is a soul that heaven will demand of your head. Go ye into your neighborhood. Preach the gospel. Gathering of stars is coming. 14 more days or 21 day fast. Make sure you preach. Make sure you invite people. Make sure you tell others. Tell them in the taxi. Everywhere. He said all the world. That means there is no place that is a no preaching zone. Every place is a preaching. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or you are sleeping? You are sleeping? No. No. God forbid. You see, this is the plan. Now, when such a plan is set before you, what do? You respond. You perform. You serve it. Number 5 cardinal point. Giving to the work of God. Giving to the work of God. Starting with your tithes. Bring ye all the tithes. Bring ye all the tithes. Hey, but Jesus never gave tithes. Were you there? Were you there? Hey, there's no place where we are told he gave tithes. And there's no place where we are told he did not. There's no place where we are told he did not. No place. So how dare you make that an argument? Hey, there's no place where the apostles paid tithe or collected tithe. And there's no place where we are told they didn't collect. There's no place. So how dare you make that a point? In fact, there is no place, Old Testament or New Testament, where the Bible said don't pay tithe. No place, not even half. But there are places where he said pay. And for information, why must you eat all the money you make? What are you? What are you that you must eat all? What is your problem? Greed? Why must you eat all? For what? Are you alive for yourself? Even cult members don't eat all the money they make. They sponsor the cult with some. What is your problem? Starting with your tithe. No, tithe is Old Testament. We should throw away all of Old Testament, including no weapon formed against you shall prosper. We should throw all of it away, right? Including the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. All of it should be thrown away. No, no, not that one. Why not that one? It is an honor to give to a God who doesn't need anything. It's an honor. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It's an honor. And you can never lose giving to God. You can never lose. I don't need a commandment to pay tithe. All I need is maturity. All I need is good sense to understand that the kingdom of God ought to flourish with my investment inside it. Say a loud amen. And you add your offerings to it. And you add gospel sponsorship, partnership to it. And you add prophets offering to it. Just as God blesses you. You are just a delighted giver. You're just an excited giver. Ah, but that is so many, many giving options. So many. In fact, the Bible said it can be up to 8. Ecclesiastes 11 says it can be up to 7 and 8. Different avenues. The important thing is that God is too faithful to fail. Can I hear amen? So all of these plans and purposes, what do? You don't sit down and argue. You don't sit down and debate. You comply. Why? Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Is there anybody that obeyed God and enjoyed his best? Absolutely. A man by the name of Abraham. A man by the name of who? Abraham. Obeyed God to the level to which he could. And God bless him accordingly. God bless him accordingly. Hebrews 11 verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out unto a place which he should receive for an inheritance, what did he do? Obeyed. 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 Obeyed. What a testimony of obedience. What an example of obedience. Obeyed. In Genesis 18 and 19, listen to God's testimony of Abraham. saying that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Why? Next verse. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, and do justice and judgment, and see the outcome. Because of that, the Lord will bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. Destiny promises are guaranteed when you walk in obedience to God. Destiny promises are guaranteed. Divine prophecies are empowered for maximum fulfillment when you walk in obedience. When you walk in obedience. When you walk in obedience. In Genesis 26, we see the testimony again of Abraham. Genesis 26, verse 3, down to verse 5. God was speaking to Isaac. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed, I will give all these countries. And I'll perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Verse 4. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And will give unto thy seed and all the countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Verse 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. What a reference point. Isaiah 51 from verse 1 to verse 3. Isaiah 51 from verse 1 to verse 3. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. You see, what you do with God's call, what you do with God's instruction, determines how you can be increased. So in the year of all-round increase, a heart of obedience is a premium. A heart of obedience is a necessity to be increased by God. And then in verse 3, God says, that is your cue. That is your secret. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her days are like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. So, are you going to obey God? Or are you going to continue in stubbornness? Are you going to continue in self-will? Are you going to continue in hardness of heart? Are you going to continue in rebellion? Or are you going to say, Lord, thank you for the areas you are helping me already. I receive grace to comply more. I receive grace to add to whatever I've been doing. And friends, God is too faithful to fail. When you obey him, you have access to the best of God. Conclusion, what kind of heart will obey God? Number one, a believing and trusting heart. A person that can't obey God, it is clear that you are a doubter, that you don't trust him. It's clear you don't believe him. A believing and trusting heart will obey God. A believing and trusting heart will obey God. You saw it in Hebrews 11, 8 there. Abraham, because he believed, he obeyed. Because he believed, he obeyed. When you believe and trust God, you obey. Zephaniah 3, verse 2. Zephaniah 3, verse 2. Is Zephaniah in the Bible? Zephaniah 3, verse 2. She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. Why? She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. You can't obey God. You don't believe him. And none of his promises will flow in your life. None of his prophecies will answer to your cry. Because you can't obey him. Confirming that you don't believe him. Confirming you don't trust him. When you trust him, you pay your tithe, knowing the increase is guaranteed. When you trust him, you preach the gospel, knowing the reward is sure. He that reapeth the harvest receiveth wages. You know, a trusting heart. A trust. If you don't trust God, what are you going to trust? Your strength, your connection, your intelligence, your skill, your ability, your effort, man's promises. God says, woe to him that puts his trust in man and maketh flesh his arm. He says, woe to such a person. That shall not be your portion. You see that in Jeremiah 17, 5 to 8. But blessed is a man that putteth his trust in the Lord, whose heart will not depart from God. Beloved, please be a picture of a believing and trusting heart. Such a heart obeys God. Such a heart does what? Obeys God. Such a heart does what? Obeys God. Next, what kind of heart will obey God? A God-fearing heart will obey God. A God-fearing heart will obey God. If you can't obey God, it's clear you don't fear him. You don't reverence him. You don't regard him. You don't honor him. A God-fearing heart, a God-revering heart will obey God. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 6, verse 2. Deuteronomy 6, verse 2. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God. That is not horror. That is reverence. That is regard. That is loving honor. And when you fear the Lord thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, thou, thy son, thy son's son, all the days of thy life, so that God will be proud, so that God will feel big. No. That thy days may be prolonged. It's for your benefit. It's for your good. Fear him and you will obey him. Obey him and it will be counted that you fear him. Receive this day an obedient heart in Jesus' name. So three things I will recommend to you. Number one, repent. Number two, return. Repent. Return. And number three, release yourself, your life, your all. Release your best. Release your time, your energy. Release your will. Whatever you held back, it's time to release. Stand to your feet.
Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to thee. And though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my soul shall be nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, to thee. In the cross. Let us hear my voice. and open. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and go. God says trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Oh, trust, trust and obey, for there's no other way. Trusting and obedient heart, a believing and obedient heart, a trusting and obedient heart. Give me a trusting and obedient heart, a believing and obedient heart. All that I will obey you in every area, in every aspect. Oh God, my increase will not fail. The prophecy of God concerning me will not fail. I receive a trusting, an obedient heart, a believing, and an obedient heart. Somebody say, Father, concerning this fasting, I receive the heart to obey you, the heart to trust you. Open your mouth and pray the prayer now. To fast in obedience to you. To gather in obedience to your word. To show up in your presence in obedience to your instruction. Grace to obey you. Food will not control me. Appetite will not control me. The flesh will not control me. Grace to trust and obey. This shall be your experience this year. In the mighty name of Jesus. Abraham's order of obedience. Abraham's order of believing obedience. Trusting obedience. May that be your portion from today in the name of Jesus. The Abrahamic order of believing obedience. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah your mother. That dimension of all-round increase. Answer to everyone this year in the mighty name of Jesus. Now wave your hands and appreciate Jesus. Can you imagine the blessings Abraham enjoyed? Is it prosperity? Is it long life? Is it promotion? Is it favor? Is it open doors? Is it restoration of lost years? Is it divine visitations? All manner of blessings. For having a believing and obedient heart. That is my prayer for you today. In the name of Jesus. Wave your hands once more. And appreciate it. And so Lord, we love you. So Lord, we give you praise. Say, I receive grace to obey God. As Abraham obeyed God. I receive a heart to obey God. As Abraham obeyed God, I receive a heart to obey God. As Abraham obeyed God, I receive a heart to obey God. Say aloud, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now you are in this service and you're not born again. That is where our obedience begins.
You are not born again. This is the hour. Ibe shall obey when the call is made and not harden their hearts. So wherever you are, you know you're not born again. Or you used to be born again, you backslid. Wherever you are, now you know, I am the one God is talking to. I need to make my heart right with my maker. I need to make my life right with my God. Wherever you are right now, I'm going to count 1 to 3. Pick your Bible, pick your bag. Come and meet me at this altar. Your obedience is about to open a major door for you. I need to surrender my heart. I need to rededicate my life. My way is not right with God. I have heard God talking to me. I am coming now. Pick your Bible and your bag. Be the first, don't be the last. I open this altar that the mercy of God might locate you. That the goodness of God in the land of the living might overshadow and overwhelm you. 1. I'm counting to 3. Don't be the last. Don't be the last. Even if nobody comes, I know he sent me. And it is the rebellious that will dwell in outer darkness. But if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. 2. Quickly leave your seat and come. Don't lie to your conscience. Come. Don't harden your heart. Come. Man of God, they will see me while I'm coming. They will see that you're obeying God. Come. Man of God, they will see me while I'm coming. They will see that you have a willing heart. Come. Come from wherever you are. And the Lord God do you good. 2. I am counting to 3. Man of God, I am not sure. Once you are not sure, you should come. Now, if you are here and there's any habit that is keeping you guilty, keeping you feeling condemned, quickly come to pick your Bible and your bag and come. Let God give you victory over that habit. Let God give you victory, peace, assurance, rest of mind. Come from wherever you are. God bless you. 3. Pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I hand over my life to you. Satan, I reject you. I receive Jesus today as my Lord and my Savior. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth. I am born again. Satan, you did not create me. You cannot claim me. I hand over my life to Jesus. Right now, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you. The favor of God rest upon you. Lord, wash them, cleanse them, purify and sanctify them. Let every old thing pass away. Let all things become new. Take your hands off this one, Satan. They belong to Jesus now. Welcome to the family of God. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayer. Amen. Rise to your feet. Congratulations. Receive this handshake. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please follow this brother. Congratulations. Somebody shout, I am blessed for life. You don't know how to say you are blessed. You don't know how to talk that you are blessed. Do you know how many mouths speak curses against you? Shout, I am blessed for life. Say, I am blessed, 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 blessed. Now say loud, amen.
Glory, hallelujah. We are so glad that God's word from the mouth of God's servant has blessed you with wisdom, grace, and faith for a better life. We urge you to get more of God's word today because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. To get more messages from God's servant, please visit the Full Life Bible House on Sekagadwak Avenue, Uyo, Akwa Ibom State, Nigeria, or any branch of Full Life Christian Center nationwide. You can also place your orders online as you visit our website, www.fulllifefoundation.org. God bless you.